Otter came up to you and said they're going to make the switch at the start of the second?
Yeah, Otter. You know, came up to me, but you really had that feeling. You know, if it's not going for us at the time, you got to make a switch, and we did, and we felt all lines got going really. You know, Perron did a great job with Vladdy and Nora, and they had tons of chances, and me and Schwartzy and Sonny and then Steiner. You know, like I said, all lines were. You know, cycling, grinding, and ultimately led to the
win. It's not like you and Schwartz haven't done some pretty good things together in the past. Huh?
Yeah, we feel comfortable with each other. We're looking for one another out there. You know, I think the team's extremely happy for him right now. He's worked hard all year. He's had chances all series. So for him to get that goal game winner, it's huge for us. So, you know, like I said, it's a big win tonight, and now we got to worry about closing it out.
Can you go back to your goal? Just take us through also the replay.
Yeah, I mean, the replay's not fun, that's for sure. You're not sure. I think there was a goal scored earlier on in the year. Or earlier on with the goalie pushing the net off. So you're not sure which either can go either way. And luckily, he went in. Great job by Sonny to beat Buff wide and take it to the net. Just popped in.
Were you doing any lobbying or were you just over the bench?
You got a million thoughts going through your head at that time. You know, obviously, you're hoping the call to go your way, and fortunately, it did.
So you're like just laying in the weeds, waiting for the rebound?
Yeah, I mean, I think that two or maybe three guys back, and you just try and find the lane where the puck's coming. And like I said, Sonny did a great job by beating his guy. I don't know if he one-handed it over to me, and I felt, you know, either way, if the net was on or off, it was going to go in, just because the goalie was over on that one side, and luckily it went in.
What's your feeling when it happens, relief? I mean, it's been kind of a tough series for you, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grind out there. There's not much room either way. You know, it's a game of inches and chances, and you know, I don't think I've had as many chances as I would like early on in the series, and I got back to the middle tonight, and I felt like got me around the puck more, got a little bit more speed to my game, and was able to make a few more plays.
Any theory on why the road teams are winning in this series?
Yeah, it's bizarre, eh? You fight for home ice all year, and thus far in the playoffs, it hasn't you know, made a difference. So we're looking forward to getting in front of our fans on home ice. You know, it's been a tough series so far. A lot of one-goal games. It's been tight, and both teams are playing well.
How did you guys overcome, I mean, that tough start, down 2-0, third period?
I don't think our start was as bad as 2-0 said. You know, but it was 12 seconds in, it was 1-0, right? They made a good play, went off the side of the net right out to the guy in front. And you know, 2-0 early. You know, Binner played well, D played well, limited their chances. PK was huge tonight. That 4-minute kill was probably the turning point in the game, right? It could have been 3-0, and we could have been way better that one. So hats off to the PK.
Entering the third, having already been down earlier in the series and coming back, how much confidence were you able to take from having staged that comeback earlier?
It's been a battle either way, both sides. You know, they came back on us last game in game four. We were able to do it tonight in game one. So, you know, no late safe right now, but when you do get a lead against a good team like that, you got to be able to buckle down.
Yeah, stupid question. You came out without your helmet on. I don't think I've seen that. Wouldn't it? Yeah. Were you trying to change the karma or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it before, but not this year. Sometimes just gotta try and change her up.
What is it about this team, Braden? No goal seems to be too daunting for you guys, whether it's the first half of the season or in this series.
Belief in this locker room, belief in one another. We feel like we got good players in this locker room. You know, great coaching staff that puts confidence and belief in ourselves. And like I said, it's only one win. We'll enjoy being up 3-2, and we got to do our best to close it out.
Is there anything unusual said in here at the end of the second period?
No. Just, you know, I think, like I said, we you know, believe in one another, and I think you know, nothing really was said out of the ordinary.
Yes. Oh, go ahead. Have you ever been in this series before, any time in your hockey career that has had five straight victories by the opposing team?
No, I haven't. So. You know, hopefully we can change that on Saturday.
And let's wander under the bridge, but why don't you think that top line was connecting for the past few years?
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. And I think it's sometimes it just you need a shake up, a change. you know, we didn't have as much chance as everyone. I think our mentality might have been a little bit off. You know, we're playing against Shifley and Wheeler and stuff like that. Maybe getting a little bit more D-zone starts and stuff like that. It kind of puts you in the mindset of, all right, let's go toe-to-toe with them, but let's be safe on the defensive side. And sometimes that puts you in the wrong mindset as offensive guys. But like I said, we switched things up, factor with a huge PP goal, but even his 5-on-5 game took off after that too. He had a chance there with only 3 minutes left to beat his D-man wide. Vladdy had a bunch of chances, so I don't know if there's a reason for that, but like I said, we'll see what happens in game six.